names. It was captured by this aspect of sleep. Dakarada Krishna Aravinda, he was not interpreting in a different way, Gandhi could not distribute its brilliance. Now it is being distributed to show the brilliance and the knowledge. Is it that?
It's very much being distributed now, and everyone is appreciating.
So I'm convinced this is gone. Provided our men have fallen, the processes have been following the rules and regulations. Books from a certain time. Simply agree. I am not an advocate. And to be one. No return.
Imagine if you would have had one score of rupees from that Tirupati Brahmavaz. Every month they have that money available.
That is true.
That's $1.5 million, man. For a month.
Money will come. You don't care for reserve cash checking. But you must be very simple. Money is coming, will come. It has given us a penny, these books. We can sell all over the world. Use one to come books. But they should give us this money. This feeling. Yes. Creating an outcome. Situation which has no utility.
And they're doing it with the money which will give in good faith to Krishna. That's very objectionable.
Understand that the Rakshasa, just like Krishna was there within the womb of devotee, also increased. The brilliance of the body of the devotee could not be seen by others. It was imprisoned. So if Krishna comes from the womb of devotee and he will come, clearly, by your endeavor, Krishna comes in this moment, then this concept will be different. Okay. That day will come. And we shall take all the possible forms. That is Krishna's mission. That is the matter of Purusha. Then it comes to the root of the Buddhist. If you go on steadily, that is. And all these demons, conserve, opasura, vajra, total incarnation, charming, glory. They are vajra, opasura. This practitioner has to feel so many of you. This present element. You become under some agasura.
So much?
You became under some agasura.
Yes, my own agasura.
Did you go to the camp of the bhajan?
Yogi bhajan.
I didn't go any other camp.
Why you had pagri like yogi bhajan?
Oh. My habit is all
imitate.
That man is such a bluffer.
He is a bluffer. He stands in another meditation.
We're going to meet a lot of them. They were telling me yesterday, some of Garga Muni's men have been in Kashmir. In Srinagar, they said it. Now is the time coming up. All the big movie stars, everybody goes to Srinagar. Very popular. Most popular resort place in all of India.
Our this philosophy, you know that we it's restful.
No, I was thinking that also.
They want to be flat.
I was thinking that if we would open a center there.
Oh, we need one opening up.
But we cannot, I mean, we will attract those who are sincere. That's what I was thinking. We cannot change our philosophy simply for followers or money.
We invited that Lata.
Who's Shoko?
Billy.
Invited that.
Lata Mangeshkar.
Oh, Lata Mangeshkar. We shouldn't have done enough.
Keep yourself your partner. You sound good, it's a bullet.
Yes, sir.
Let's say, being peace.
Communist.
Huh?
Communist Party.
What is this discussion on life?
Yes, Nanda, that's a good joke. Gujaratlal Nanda, former Home Minister and acting Prime Minister, has resigned from the Congress after his close associations with the party for 56 years. But he has let it be known that he is not joining any other party. His resignation is a protest against the failure of the Congress leader to learn the bitter lesson of the recent chain of events. The growing dissensions and acute hostilities among warring factions have given me a severe jolt. He says in a statement, I can see no prospect of an abatement of these unseemly encounters and any effective role for myself. Mr. Nanda, who is 76, says that the Gandhian modes and principles are as relevant and valid for the future of the country as they were in the past, and this is the path for me. Mr. Nanda released the text of three letters he wrote to Mrs. Indira Gandhi on June 27th, July 19th, 1975, and January 21st, 1976. In his first letter, Mr. Nanda said, I have been greatly troubled by the developments during recent weeks. What is happening now must cause deep concern to everyone in the country. I do not comprehend the full import of the measures that have been taken during the last 2 days and the consequences they may bring in their train. On January 21st, 1976, he wrote to Mrs. Gandhi, the present circumstances call for some new initiatives. The people would expect this to come again from you, considering the position of vantage and eminence that you have occupied. It is your responsibility to guard the vital interests of the nation. On this account, there is room for necessary precautions and exercise of special powers in certain specific fields. Handicapped, though, he forced them to make a cheerful group as they paddle along on three-wheelers every day from their homes in the King George Memorial Institute in Burnley on Jagtap Marg, Mahalakshmi, from Inhalu. Mr. Jai Prakash Narayan, in a statement on Sunday, came out strongly against the attempts of some people to lobby through him for personal favors and advancements from the Janata Party government to Senate. He doesn't like everyone's going to him now. The aim and object of the 42nd Constitutional Amendment was stated to be to establish the supremacy of the legislature, but in fact, it was designed to establish the absolute authority of the executive as personified by the Prime Minister, according to Mr. C.K. Duckworth, former Attorney General of India. Mr. Doctor said, everyone knows that the misuse to which the power of preventative detention has been put in the last 18 months, it is not necessary to recall real instances. But the power itself is so easily capable of being put to wrong use that it is unsafe to leave in the hands of the executive government.
This is the amendment.
Explaining the main object of the 43rd Amendment, he said that the articles the 43rd Constitutional Amendment Bill was significant in that it sought to remedy the excesses committed by the previous ministry. He said that the Article 31D of the 42nd Amendment, which provided the power in the legislature to make laws for the prevention and prohibition of anti-national activities, remained. In the previous ministry continued, there is no doubt that laws would have been passed in regard to illegal national activities. It was apprehended with reason that those laws would provide to prevent this detention, among other things, as a remedy. He says there was no need for introducing Article 31D unless it was to enlarge the field of preventative detention and enforcement, since there was enough laws already on the statute books which dealt with activities specifically detailed in Article 31D, and by trial in the ordinary manner. Educated people lack basic values. The question whether formal education has a corrupting influence on the minds of children, particularly illiterate tribals and villagers, was raised by Dr. D. Y. Gohar, Vice Chancellor of Nagpur University, at the three-day conference of the third Vidarbha Teacher Educators Meet, which concluded here last week in Chandrapur. Inaugurating the conference, Dr. Gohar observed that some of the basic values of life, such as honesty and trustworthiness, were conspicuously lacking in the so-called educated communities in general. He urged educationists and researchers to look into this question and suggest remedies
that that sentence we must see. That God bless men. God bless education and be like that. There is teachers who are suggesting they have themselves right. And then they do not know how to do it. You can write to them that you are leaders, you do not know what is God, this is God. Harava bhaktasya sukho mahodayana mano ratena pato dhāva. Without God and God consciousness, there cannot be anything. There cannot cannot render the qualities. You do not know this. Simply the prime and the rider. You yourself do not. All the education is over and I have to make the world worthy. Although, the most scientific knowledge of God is there. Right? You do not trust.
Yes.
You do not know. Introduce all the subconscious books to the educational books.
Electronic complex for women entrepreneurs is being set up in Tamil Nadu. So the object of the scheme was to attract women entrepreneurs by providing special business people. Mr. Raj Gopalan said that the scheme would soon be advertised for attracting women by providing them special infrastructural facilities to operate as a closely knit unit.
How about that? How do you think?
It's not abortion, but some kind of opportunity for women to do business together.
Same sentence. Most. All these rogues and thieves and Bokalo.
Hoxar pleads for healthy land-man relationship. Mr. P. N. Hoxar, Deputy Chairman of the Planning Commission yesterday, pleaded for developing a healthy and rational land-man relationship as a foundation to build the socio-economic superstructure. Unless such relationship is developed through proper land reforms, it was useless to talk about science and technology and employment. Oriented planning, he added. 80% of the people lived in villages and tilled the land which they should not own. The holdings were fragmented and the tenor was uncertain. They were burdened with debt to such an extent that they could not pay them back and fell into bondage of uncertainty. Said that industry must rest on a secure foundation and a healthy land-man relationship. It cannot rest where a man owns thousands of acres of land in villages but stays in Calcutta or Patna and is only interested in collecting money.
That I say also.
Yes.
You wanted it. Same thing.
Baboons imported for FP vaccine trials. 25 baboons have been specifically imported from Africa for crucial experiments with the birth control vaccine developed 3 years ago at the All India Institute of Medical Sciences. 5 male and 20 female baboons, which came 2 months ago, are kept in the institute's animal house, were used in trials before the vaccine could be cleared for use on women. Anti-pregnancy vaccine. Baboons will be used in experiments to find out if the sterility induced by the vaccine is reversible and whether the baby baboons born after such reversal are normal both mentally and physically. Upset in Fiji. Upset in Fiji. The Fijian government, formed by the National Federation Party, which draws its support mainly from the people of Indian origin, will have to tread warily if it is to avert racial tension in the islands. It was by no means easy, even for the Multiracial Alliance Party, which hitherto rules the South Pacific Republic, to maintain harmony between the people of Indian origin, who form 51% of the population, and the indigenous Melanesians. Its leader and the former Prime Minister Ratu Sir Kamishe Nara had to strain every nerve to keep the extremist Melanesians in check.
Very educated Bhutan. All the ministers are the natives are light skinned. They're from a Fijian island group, mixed. They're very intelligent and polite. The other natives are darker and more extremist. But this extremist agitation is, they say, instigated by the Europeans to keep the Indians and Native apart because the natives have all the land. And this is what the Europeans are interested in, so they instigate it.
These Lascars, why do I have to go and instigate them?
Why she was silent. This is from the readers of the column. In the farewell talk she gave to outgoing Congress Party members of Parliament, Mrs. Indira Gandhi's reporters have told us that she was to blame for the rout. But she does not mention what is common talk among people everywhere, and especially among the village folk, her connivance at the build-up of her son, Sanjay Gandhi, as the probable future Prime Minister of India. Mrs. Indira Gandhi's refusal throughout the last 2 years to face the facts about her son's inordinate ambitions has shocked most of her admirers. Could she not see that this get-rich-quick son of a mother who swore by Garibi Hato, as the person running the Maruti, was playing ducks and drakes with money taken in advance from motor agents for a people's car which has still to come on the road? Was she unaware that he was put next to the late President of India on the flagship of the Indian Navy at the Naval Parade, though he has no position in the government of our country, And is it possible that she did not know of his interference from her own house in the exercise of executive authority in many matters of appointments? Did she not see newspaper reports of vast gatherings often paid for and brought to the Pando by her chief minister to provide an audience and proper build-up for the Raj Kumar as he came to be called? Those of us who knew her father are sanguine that Pandit Narayan Nehru could never have allowed himself to entertain a dynastic order.
He wondered.
When Mrs. Gandhi was elected president of the Congress, we recall that her father first disapproved of the proposal made by S.K. Patil at a Bombay meeting. She also knows that she was elected to the high office of Prime Minister and not imposed from the top, as Sanjay Gandhi was thought to be imposed by the gestures eloquent enough for all the sundry to understand. We hope that she will accept her Himalayan blunders in the spirit of Gandhiji, and she might persuade herself to retire to Srinivasa Ashram long enough to serve the power.
Without this law, and it is impossible. You never expect it. Samula Gharma. Very Madhava. Samula Gharma. This guy cut one tree. This is one. But the root remains again. Samula Gharma went to pick out the root. Crack out the tree with the root. And this over,
she's been plucked out of the root. So she won't grow again?
Rather, she remains in the fungus. Fungus is strange.
She's trying to remain in the
then Thomas lose all money. I'm very mad. And it is true that majority of the Thomas, they are rogues. They support him.
Anyone that's in power too long, they're the same, power corrupts. Anyone who becomes too long in power becomes corrupted. That's why change is good. In America, they have mandatory that the president can only hold for 2 terms position. Then he cannot again run.
Well, so many charges are coming in him. And that's that. From the destiny of the moon. Woman and a divorce. Can do whatever you want. It's impossible. And so far, democracy is nonsense, democracy. And by this democracy, it can demand if you can something sit on the box. And then, without any change, all my life, the destiny was by others. Well, that's the issue. Thank you. At least you forward somewhere or other to some cloth. I know some cloth of talent and forward. all the rogues were political leaders. Political leader means youngest. Yes. So far, yes. Taiwan. This for you. You do such a. The common sum.
Chairman's officer gave to the outgoing Communist Party members of Parliament. Mr. Indira Gandhi is reportedly that she was condemned for the loot. The Times of India, March 29th. She seems to have accepted her failure to assist the injury caused to the sentiments and feeling of the masses in the area where many excesses were committed during the inner and the failure of the failure of the Congress organization to highlight the gains made during the emergency. But she does not mention what is common talk among people everywhere, and especially among the villagers. Her funny bells at the build-up of her son, Sanjay Gandhi, as the probable future Prime Minister of India. Mr. Sanjay Gandhi,
future Prime Minister.
Let everyone.
And is it possible that she did not know of his interference from her own house in exercise of executive authority in many matters according to him? Did she not see newspaper reports of vast gatherings of the state force and drawn to the standing by the chief minister to provide an audience and popular builder for the Rajkumar and the king to be popular? those of us who knew her father, a sanguine like Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru, could never have allowed himself to entertain dynasty for her. When Mr. Gandhi was elected president of the Congress, we recall that the father was the first of the proposal made by Mr. Hale from Hawking at a Bombay
meeting. We had land by taking Hindi.
That's quite busy there. Actually, that's a fact. It seems like now they're purposely not
mentioned.
Out of sight, out of mind.
What is happening? My son, I don't know.
Thank you.
And this is also Masya. Some young yogis that people.
Yes, there was one who was coming to America who had been very interested in America. He was able to call on a telephone. She would post the telephone. He helped us though, not quickly. Adipesh wondered because he was sometimes meeting all these women. Many women were coming to see him in New York. Many fashionable, wealthy people. So Adipesh wondered that if you were so good with these women, you'd fall down. He liked Adipesh very much and helped him because he could see that he was stripped so much.
At this time, in other parts of India, it is very hot.
Actually, I'm pretty...
Except in Calcutta.
Really? I thought it was quite hot when you were there. Remember coming from my... But it's cool.
Calcutta, Bengal has got a facility. Every evening there is a small shower appearing. That keeps the temperature. Why? During this April, May, you will find every evening there is a thunderstorm and it will shower. That is Bengal's special. Good wind will come, sometimes it is cyclonic, and immediately the whole atmosphere will reduce. Sometimes in UP also.
Another advantage of these months. Because the mango starts to come into season.
Bombay, Bangalore is the first class.
But you are leaving Bombay.
And now after eating, there is no scarcity of Bangalore, but we will eat.
Bombay mango is spent everywhere in India also.
In all India. Over the world. Bombay apples.
They call mangar.
Apples. Here in the Ratnagiri district, especially in that place, this mango. In India, it is known as Bombay Palm. In India, in northern India, there are so many mangoes. One is Langara, another is small.
What about Alfonso?
Alfonso and Alfonso, the same.
Oh.
Oh. The Indians, they cannot say Alfonso, they say Alfonso. The big name Alfonso, then next chapter, Alfonso. Well, you can walk together with your friend. Yes. He is like care of me and make them pleasure.
While we're here, you can sit here with Gopina. So while we're still here, he can come here in the daytime to work here. Traveler, after you get your copy corrected, you can send it to him. And he'll write out a fair copy and then send it to the printer. Plus, he can do his own translation of books. That'll be good, otherwise, it's open up if you slow down if you have to write everything once you hear.
Yes,
One advantage I see also is that because he's been to the West, he's not so enamored. Because he's already been to the West, his mind is not so much agitated when he thinks to get something from this movie.
No.
Sometimes that is a problem.
More problems.
Have you been to Japan yet? Very nice. Swami Bhavana brought Gopinath to the moon.
Oh.
They were friends in Germany.
Both of them know English. Now, some Bengali texts have come out. Hindi, Bengali. Thank you. Who's that?
But no one is, no one from the Bengali side is as expert and hard working in this matter as Gopal Krishna is here. That's the one point. Panchiratra is a good man, but I mean he himself doesn't speak the language. So I feel that Gopal will get more done in Hindi than they can get done in Bengali. Because
no, Bengali is easy. Opportunism, Bumala is simply print. And the task is printed. Printing, Bumala is printing.
Yeah, that's my thought. He should do the printing globally.
And he is doing it.
He's an excellent businessman. And one good thing is that because the Srava Bhavana is here, so Gopal
is the proof.
Simply they have to find a good press and do the work. Can they do Bengali work?
Any work.
Offset printing. Your letter said they don't have here Bengali type. The composition can be done in Bengal, and then it can be sent here to print. By offset. That's good. Right. And that boy, what is that boy's name in Mayapur, the one who was in England? He can read the proof.
Subha.
Now with the books coming out, I think it is only a matter of time until we get many, many people joining us.
And that's critical for this. All you publish more.
This was practically the only criticism I ever heard against us was that why your books are all in English, we don't speak English. Just like Bajaj. Whenever I used to see him, he always used to say, oh, very nice, but, and he would only speak to me in Hindi. He knew I could not properly understand, but he's such a Hindu, pro-Hindu, that he would speak to me in Hindi. He wanted our books in Hindi, so now they're coming.
And the history it is in you. Close of Rupi property and all over the world, buildings, temple, they all Krishna. Nobody can argue. It is not fun. There is no history. In 10 years, how many books write it? he said, really, the singing is so much at her room. So they still believe in Krishna. If I want to take very personally, you will be wrong. So money does not come in that way, and the Krishna gives. Then money comes just to pursue. Krishna wants, you can give the whole world. My father used to say, God has got 10 hands. When he wants to take out of them, with 2 hands, how much is for them? And when he wants to give you, in 10 hands, with 2 hands, how much will he take? People are after money. They are not changing. They are not changing.
He should be proud of taking down after one day.
This can be distributed to the world. So now I explain the Bhagavad. How this bodily concept comes to our religion. These things we do not know. Leaders, with big papers, loses propaganda. What is the purpose of life? How dangerous this civilization, bodily consciousness. I see Srimad Bhagavatam so exalting knowledge and so literary representation. Fortune, respect. Janapada. Janapada means envious. We have got some knowledge. But we are envious, we don't want to disclose things. That's called Janapada. Jnanaphala.
One seeks knowledge to himself.
Manaphala. That's called Jnanaphala. Real Jnana means if you have got some knowledge, you should take the decision. Any knowledge, like modern scientists, they do. When they discover something, they give it. They grow from university to university. Whatever, they may be wrong. What is it? That is it. India has vast knowledge. It is great. For professional Bhagavad Gita. How much power they have done. From professional Bhagavad Gita. It is their problem. And there is Jnana Samadhi and top of Rasvila, Bhagavad.
There's some verse in the Bhagavatam which states that the Bhagavatam is said that you must be very qualified for this.
We borrowed from a first life. Bhagavat for me and Bhagavat.
we will anxiously await a report on BBT trustees. Had it the trustees of the BBT means of the different publishing arms of the BBT. French trustees, Bhagavan.
Oh, BBT.
BBT, yes. They had a meeting in Mayapur discussing some common, you know, points of interest and concern. It says, we will be anxiously awaiting a report on Srila Prabhupada's reaction to the various points, and it would be good if you send copies to all the trustees directly if there are any urgent points. I'm going to Los Angeles in a few weeks, at which time I will make it my business as one of the U.S. trustees to look into the press matter. I will send a report after doing so. I also share your concern in this matter. I'm going to France in a few days and will send a report on my findings. I'm especially concerned to see that BBT be set up along standard lines. I have heard that Srila Prabhupada's health has improved somewhat. Please be so kind as to send reports on this from time to time, as all the devotees are very much concerned. We are all praying to Lord Nisringadev that his divine grace of health will be completely restored. I remain your servant, Jayajir Vasas. P.S. I will be visiting Africa in May. This letter is dated 25th of March.
March?
Yes, quite a... It's about two weeks old. Somehow or other, Srila Prabhupada, the mail is, this was sent to Hyderabad, so.
Oh.
That accounts. BBT trustees meeting. One, Yogeshwar Das was appointed Los Angeles production manager for all international publications and will also act as assistant to the English production manager, Radha Bullivant. The Yogeshwar Das is already in Los Angeles, and the various different foreign BBTs were complaining that they weren't getting the proper help from LA BBT. So they were complaining they weren't getting things timely. So Yogeshwar will handle all the international business of the LA BBT. Two, Radha Balva will train up Beaker Das in New York to oversee the color printing done at Tandem Press. The reason for this is that every month, at least once a month, if not more, Radha Balva has to fly to New York.
No, this will be fine.
Excellent. Up until now, Radha Balava's claimed that no one else is qualified to do this, but the BBC felt that he could be trained. Deepak Das is about 40 years old, and he's a trained photographer for many years. So
Every time, Radha Balava changes something, but that's what he's got. He's very much in time to change this practice.
Three, there will be a BBT budget meeting every week in Los Angeles at which all press expenditures will be discussed and approved by Ramasar Maharaj, and a monthly financial statement detailing the press expenditures will be sent to all the trustees. Four, every BBT division must make a monthly BBT report showing income and expenditure and reviewing press activity. all forms must be stated in U.S. dollars, except the Indian statement, which should also be stated in rupees. One of the reasons for this, Srila Prabhupada, is that the only two, or I should say the only three, DBT divisions before that gave regular reports was English, that was Ramaswar, Spanish, Vidyananda Maharaj, German was Jayatirtha, and then Harikesh. But the French were not giving any kind of regular statements. They had never given any statement. Well, Bhagavan said that they didn't have the necessary accountants. He gave a number of reasons. But the DBT trustees didn't reject all the reasons. He said that now there has to be a regular statement monthly. Similarly, from India, there was no regular monthly statement given out to the, you know, other trustees. So now every month, all the trustees must send a regular statement. Five. The deity worship book will be printed by Jayatirtha Das without DBT funds. This is that book, I forget the Sanskrit name, Srila Prabhupada, Hari Bhakti Vilas. So Jayatirtha wants to print it on his own. It means he doesn't want to take DBT funds. So the trustees thought that that was very good. Since funds are scarce, he doesn't know to print it. He said he would take responsibility for printing and distributing it. Because it's a very limited edition, it's not going to be sold to the common people, just to the devotees. Yes. Six. Sri Dayananda Maharaj will settle the Portuguese money through Satsuru Goswami. I don't exactly remember the meaning of that. Seven. Sabhagyanam Journal. That's the Bhaktivedanta Institute Journal, should have come. Scientist Journal. Will be printed and paid for by DBT India and exported to the Bhaktivedanta Institute. So that monthly journal, or quarter, four times a year journal, will be printed here in India because we felt the printing could be done much less expensively. And it will be sent from here. I'm not sure if he's printing these. I think he's not printing a Sabhagyanam journal. He's printing some other booklets. But this regular journal, which comes out regularly, will be printed from India. Eight. The scientist's book, Life Comes from Life, will be printed by DBT India, 5,000 copies, and paid for by DBT US. Nine. No brochure will be printed for individual standing orders at this time. Rather, a selective market should be concentrated upon. This is in regard to Tipperary Maharaj crying out some standing orders. This is in regard to Tipperary Maharaj crying out the standing orders door to door in homes. So we decided that the BBC will not print any kind of special brochures at this time, but that he should first of all see what the market is like and mention it before we spend money. 10. The property committee should also be consulted on leases. Up until now, Srila Prabhupada, we have a property committee consisting of Rama Samaraj, Jayatirtha, Prabhu, Acharya Rishi, and myself. And we've always been consulted on all property purchases. But now we've decided that we should also be consulted on property leases. Because leases are also very, they can be very disastrous also if they're improperly entered into. Especially long-term leases. Of course, they also have to deal through their local GBC, but then they also deal with the property. 11. It was noted that a total of $630,000 would be available for construction purposes between now and the end of 1977. $300,000 is the minimum required for emergency U.S. loans. This leaves $330,000 for India. Of the $330,000, $240,000 is required to complete the pledge of 1 crore to Bombay. The balance should be available for the other projects in India, contingent on the Bombay project staying within its budget. That is $90,000. So, this poses a problem which you partly solved already, Sri Prabhupada.
Mm.
Saravi Swami informed us that the original budget of $1 million would be not sufficient, but it would reach more like $1.5 million. So this means that $500,000 have to come from somewhere. The Guru Kripa Maharaj agreed to spend $200,000. But still there'll be a balance of about, Ramasar said there's $100,000 left to spend, so still there's going to be a balance of about $200,000 to $300,000 needed. So we'll have to find out where that can come from. Finishing this Bombay project. Well, Tamal Krishna Maharaj was appointed to oversee the DDT monies sent to India. He will work in collaboration with the Indian GBC. That means when they send money from overseas to be spent here, they wanted me to see that it was properly spent, along with the GBC man of the local, you know, temple. 13. It is not the DDT's business to pay for publishing children's books.
No.
14. All foreign language editions of Bhakti Godhead will include a section of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
No.
15. Foreign temples will receive records for approximately 75 cents, while North American temples will pay $1. All profits made by the DDT for records will go to ISKCON Food Relief. Prices may increase as the costs rise. 16. Harikeshan Maharaj will take responsibility to prepare the Mayapur brochure. 17. The BBT trustees for each division are responsible for setting priorities in each division. That means printing priorities. 18. The U.S. BBT will experiment with importation of books from India by soon.
What happened to that book? Dialectic speaker.
Dialectic? Spiritual dialectics?
Yes, dialectic spiritually.
Dialectic is spiritual. I think Harry Kish is working on that, wasn't he? When he was your,
No, it is finished. It has been working.
Oh. Okay, well, I'll write the news.
I did.
Hmm.
But he's doing nothing and taking money.
Yeah, they stopped his salary. 18. The U.S. DDT will experiment with importation of books from India as soon as practical. Gopal Krishna will make further efforts to increase the quality.
Yes, quality. Not just quality. Unless quality is improved, we cannot get exports. That's why we must.
So those were the resolutions we passed.
Mm-hmm.